7:25, Carly Rae Jepsen and Call Me Maybe JB here this morning. Thanks, Country Auto's GWM Havilah Brain Starter. We throw away 92% of these without ever using them. And well done, Darren, our winner this morning. Congratulations. JJ's Pizza going Darren's way. It is assembly or operating instructions. It is indeed. 92% of us, you know, and I imagine out of that 92%, just throwing it out there, about 91% of them would be male. Just bin the instructions. Gone scare and just, you know, we'll see how we go with putting it together without him. Or if not, we then go to the bin and fish out some instructions again after assuming we didn't need them to start with. It begged another question, though. Chris, one of his answers was the cardboard on the inside of the toilet roll. The other 8% get turned into die debt deders. Look, I hope Chris is okay, because I'm not sure what a die debt deder exactly is. It's a real unfortunate typo. I was thinking it might be something that kids make with toilet rolls for art and crafts or something, but I did a Google search, and amazingly, it confused Google. Nothing came up with die debt deders, so I'm wondering if you know what a die debt deder is. Todd gave me a call before. He has a feeling that it could potentially be a typo in the autocorrect, and Chris means the cardboard on the inside of the toilet roll, the other 8%, get turned into fire lighters. Apparently, toilet rolls are very good at starting fires, apparently, if you've got a wood fire. Potentially, that could be what the answer is. We're trying to now decrypt what Chris was on about. If you think you know what a die debtor is, or you're Chris and you can clarify this for me, that would be fantastic. 676-2299. Or on our Facebook page. While you do that, I'm going to have a chat with Leela McKinnon next. She's the host of this year's Australian Ninja Warrior that is back on NBN this Sunday night. We'll have a chat with Leela all about the changes in this year Australia's Ninja Warrior. That is the Killers, Mr. Brightside, here at 92.9, 18 past 8, as we always do on a Thursday. Frustrating little things, which we'll get to in just a moment, but I'm still trying to decipher what Chris is on about on our Facebook page. Mm. Our brain starter earlier on was we throw away 92% of these without ever using them. And Chris commented on it. I hope Chris is okay, because it's like he's had a seizure in front of the keyboard or something. Because he's commented saying the cardboard on the inside of the toilet roll, the other 8% get turned into die debt deters. Now, I Googled die debt deters thinking it might have been like, because kids
What's
use toilet rolls.
What's the spelling of die debt deters?
D-I space D-E-T space D-E-R space D-E-R-S. Now, Todd thought that it might have been autocorrect getting changed from fire starters, because you can often use toilet rolls for fire starters.
Maybe it's meant to be like a tune, like de-de-de-de.
Yes, well, we had. I think you might be onto something there, Olivia. Geniuses think alike, because yes. Griffin wrote in on our Facebook page saying, I wonder if he's talking about the sound you make when you blow into the toilet roll like it's a trumpet that everyone does, you know?
Oh! I mean, we all do that. I would not do that with the toilet roll. Yeah, like, no, your hand touches the toilet paper.
Now you mention it, it's actually very unhygienic. Yeah. Now you put it like that. I do that all the time. Maybe that's why I haven't caught COVID and all that yet, because I have been doing that all my life.
A lot about
I have awesome, what's the word? Immunity. Because yeah. I've been doing diet on dirty toilet rolls all my life. You can do it. All right, cleaner way to do it is the kitchen paper towel rolls.
Yeah, and it's longer.
Yeah, it's longer, it makes more sound, it's better longer. Sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, more richer tone.
I think that could be what it is.
I think
because
we've deciphered Chris.
Because I did
Google
that spelling and it just came up with some German songs.
I know.
I don't know about that one.
I know, the same thing. Kraftwerk and Rammstein and all that comes up.
Exactly.
It's very bizarre. Our frustrating little things, we'll do that next. Total
Tools! Owen Dam is in Parliament again over the business papers. All that and more to come in your local regional news. I'm Olivia Babb.
As we always do on a Thursday, frustrating little things, get these off your chest now. 676-2299 or on our Facebook page. Not having any veggies anywhere is the main
frustrating thing.
I did find
lettuce yesterday, though.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm really craving ham pickle lettuce sandwiches.
Hang on, what was that?
You know, like ham pickle and lettuce tomato sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, but I found lettuce. I was impressed.
Iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, that was there, but I didn't get that one.
No, of course.
I got like
you
the fancy looking
mortgage
one. Yeah, it was like $12.60 or something. Yeah. And I was like, that is a liberty.
So what lettuce did you get? The baby spinach?
No. You know, like it's like garden lettuce, like it's
green oak.
Yeah, and like there's not a lot on it, but I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
I got that lettuce.
How much was that? $8?
$3.
$3?
It was cheap, down on Peel Street Coles.
Wow, there we go. Good on you, Peel Street Coles. Mm. Green oak lettuce, if you want some, get down there.
Get down there quick.
I don't know if they've got any left, but...
Probably not.
The usual ones, the usual suspects with our frustrating things, people not using their blinkers correctly.
Drivers in general.
Snoring.
Yeah.
People not walking on the left, making a crowded path harder to walk
down. You know what I don't understand about that?
What?
Couples. Like, you are not going to die if you let go of your hand and walk in single file. Like, I will not move for you. I will walk in between the two of you. Like, it is so rude.
Yeah, fair enough.
What's the go? Like, it's not going to hurt you. You can still hold hands in single file.
Oh, can you? How
yeah,
do
like
you
just
do that?
One hand goes behind. Oh, it's like when you're in the club and like
that's not comfy,
you're trying
though.
To get through the crowd.
You pop your elbow out.
Maybe yours.
So, yeah.
A bit more flexibility than that.
No, I'm horrendously unflexible.
Oh, all right.
I'm horrible. I can't remember what it was. I did something with my arm the other day, and my partner was like, can you not bend your arm like that? And I was like, no. And she's like, you should.
You've got to get into some swimming, JB.
Complex that I can't do
Move
that
it.
Now. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. Well, now you're breaking everything
breaking
in the studio.
In the studio, yeah. See, good flexibility
you should
now.
Work on that.
There we go. Yeah, I'm horrendously unflexible. Yeah. All the physios out there would have a field day with me.
Oh, you'd get all them cracks like they see on the videos.
Yeah.
It's
gross. You got a... Speaking of sports and frustrations...
Yes. I woke up to a message that my netball game was forfeited tonight.
That's the worst.
I know, because it was our last game too.
That's even worse.
And we can't play.
Nah.
And I look forward to Thursday night netball because unfit.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty good. I do exercise.
Yeah.
But like I haven't done much exercise this week. So I was like, yes, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it was a good game last week. I was like, this week will be a good game. Yeah. We have actual players tonight. Usually they all call in and cancel.
You got some good momentum going on.
I had some good momentum.
And it's the last game. You can't build on that anymore.
Sometimes we go to the pub after the game. Now I've had to make alternative plans.
Look, I hope that the alternative plans live up to... really, you play...
I have a feeling they will.
You play the netball on Thursday night really for the pub after, not necessarily the game, isn't it? Come on, be honest.
Of course. Priorities.
8:27 at 92.9. My heart goes. JB to share in a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break. And Australian Ninja Warrior back on the small screens of the Nine Network from Sunday night. And tell us more about it, Leela McKinnon. Thank you so much for your time. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. I'm ready to rock and roll. This ninja season is super cool because we've got all the young kids who grew up watching the show, like actually from like 8 or 9 years old. Now they are 16 and they are taking on their legends and they bring this amazing energy. It's going to be great.
I love that. I mean, that's a cool thing. They watched this years ago. They went, I want to do that. They've been training hard over the last 5 or 6 years, which I can't believe they even do that anyway. Better than me. I'm lucky to stick to a fitness regime for a week. But they've been training all this time, and then they just get out there and smash it.
Yeah, and I kind of expected them to be overwhelmed in a way, because the course is huge in person, and then there's the audience, and it's late at night. But they turn up like rock stars. They've got their merch, their nicknames, they've got their whole shtick going on with whatever their vibe is. Like, they take on the personas as well as the training, and it's great fun.
The course itself, a couple of new things added to it this year as well?
Yes, we've got some incredible obstacles and some that haven't been done anywhere in the world before. Cool. It's interesting to see how the managers tackle them. And also, instead of the power tower, we've got a power pool at the end, and that gets dicey.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Have you had a go at any of the obstacles on the course, or just leave it to the professionals?
Oh, well, you know, I didn't even think I could make it across the shrinking stairs. It's so much harder than it looks. You know, it's one of those things where they make it look easy, but when you see it in person, you know, you're watching at home, think, oh, I'd love to give that a go. And then you see how high up it is, how far the drop is, how far apart all of the lache grips are, and you just, you wouldn't even get onto the first one. Although, having said that, we do have some celebrities competing this year in a celebrity race, and, you know, I couldn't believe they were going to do it because I thought they wouldn't get anywhere. But one or two of them are
do okay, do they?
Yeah. And not necessarily the ones you would think, you know, not necessarily the athletes, but... Yeah, there's some of them that will sort of blow your mind because they do so well.
Speaking of celebrity and sports people, you're hosting it this year as well with Jim Courier. That must have been cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. Like all Aussies, I watch the tennis and love his sort of dry sense of humour.
Yes.
But he is the nicest, driest, funniest, intelligent, focused person. And you can see how he was a Grand Slam champion because he was just so well-researched and organized.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to throw all my co-hosts ever under the bus right now and say none of them have ever been prepared like that.
I love it. Because this was filmed in February, so right after the Australian Open all wrapped up.
Yes, yeah, it was. I flew down to the Open to meet Jim and have some photos, and we hit it off straight away. Then we started filming, but of course it was the biblical downfall, the floods, and it was difficult because obviously we can't compete in the rain.
Yeah,
so it went on much longer than we thought, and then we had to take a 3 or 4 day break because it was just so wet. And I came home to Northern New South Wales, which went under and, you know, sort of joined in the everybody was taking part and looking after each other, finding food and mattresses. And so I did that for 3 days, and then I had to go back and finish when the roads opened up again. So it was a strange, strange time of year. But we got it there. We got it all there in the can eventually, and there's everything that we wanted to happen in terms of the kids taking on the legend.
Yeah.
Played out really well. So, yeah, it's good fun.
Some of the celebrities, which is a fantastic addition this year, was there any celebs that the guys reached out to that declined or kind of went, it's too hard, I don't want to show my fans that I'm failing?
Oh, right. I don't know who didn't
Not
turn
sure.
up. I don't know at all. But, I do know that I was absolutely amazed by some of the celebrities and how well they did. Plus, they're good fun, you know, good sports for doing it. And also, that's what's important. Like you said, you know, people ask me if I had a go. Well, if you look at the celebs doing it, you can see that it's much harder than the ninjas make out.
I reckon Carl Stefanovic, I want to see him give it a go. Do you reckon you'd be able to get Carl up there on the obstacle course?
Oh, listen, there was no... He would probably fall on the stepladder up to the stage. to the buzzer.
I think you're not too far off the mark there.
That would be funny.
Are you doing okay? Because you injured your knee, not Australian Ninja Warrior related. You hurt your knee a couple of months ago, I understand, as well.
Yes, well, it was an extreme sports situation, so I'm quite proud of that. I didn't sort of fall down the stairs in high heels, which everybody assumed. I know it was, I was skiing, you know, my kids are big skiers, and I I smashed my knee up to the point where I had to have a bone graft and plates and screws and everything, so... You know, I'm doing okay. I don't think I ever do as much physio and rehab as they want me to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been working on Ninja. I've been wearing fabulous frocks at the Logies. But anyway, I'm going to knuckle down now. It's kind of a bit sore and weak, but we'll get there.
Bad timing. I imagine the Ninja Warrior is a great outlet for you to do something different from what you normally do at 9.
It is. And I actually, you know, I was up for it from the start because my children love it and I love it. And I thought, oh, I'm surprised, but yes. And then a couple of my, you know, old journo mates sort of said to me, oh, are you sure that that's, you know, should you really do that?
Yeah.
And I kind of thought about it for, you know, for like 5 minutes and thought, oh, God, we've all had a terrible time. And I don't take myself so seriously that I look down on, you know, a great family show.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've never looked back. I had the best fun. And the thing is, the world of Ninja, and it is a world, is so young and warm and supportive and energetic. And it's just such a breath of fresh air when they're all cheering each other on and, you know, having love affairs and getting married and babies. And it's a really good place to be. There's a lot of love in the Ninja family. And so, yeah, I've just had a ball.
Love it. Hey, looking forward to seeing how this season plays out. It's on from Sunday night on 9. Leela McKinnon, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
No dramas at all. 7:48.
BJ House has been welding for over 40 years.
That's longer than I've been alive.